And have you seen this huge crack in the earth that has been discovered in the Bighorn Mountains in north central Wyoming? It appears to be about 750 yards long and 50 yards wide. You can take a look at it at hereandnow.org. And as you do, let's bring in Tom Dreen from Laramie, Wyoming. He's director of the Wyoming State Geological Survey. Tom, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
And can you explain yet what caused this gash that it sounds like we've known about for more than a month now, even though it didn't really make the news until the last few days?
Well, it appears to be a landslide, and the crack or gash or however people refer to it is the top part of the head part of the slide where it's pulled away from the slope.
Does it concern you at all?
No, especially since it's in an unpopulated area. There's really no threat to infrastructure or humans. Probably the biggest threat would be to any cattle or livestock that may be out there.
But it doesn't look like most landslides do when we see images of them. It really is a big opening in the earth.
Yeah, it was more of a block that slid. Quite often what you see in landslides is, a whole broken up surface that moves down. In this case, it looks like it was a block of the earth that moved down or slid down a slope.
Have you seen a landslide that presents in this way before?
I have. Not quite this size, but I have seen them before. In fact, we see evidence on aerial photographs of slides like this that have taken place in that area that apparently have healed over.
And this is an area with some pretty spectacular geological phenomena. Yellowstone National Park is of course, in Wyoming with its geysers and hot springs. Is this common in a place that has those sorts of things in them?
Well, there's no doubt Wyoming's a geologic wonderland, and it is common in the areas where you have steeper slopes coming off of mountains, in this case the Bighorn Mountains. And then you have water flowing off the mountains subsurface, and then it tends to loosen things up and you get a slide.
Is the crack still growing or still moving?
We have not been out there to measure it. I would presume it is moving probably very slowly. These things have a tendency to move inches or feet in a day. Until they stabilize.
And are you surprised that it was even noticed? Of course, this is in a pretty remote area.
No, even though it's a remote state. This time of year especially, we have a lot of people out in the field hunting. We have a lot of people retrieving their livestock. And it's not uncommon. You can see a long way here, as you know.
Yeah. So
people who are out and about hunting, looking through binoculars, it's not uncommon for them to see these type of phenomenon. Usually they don't see them when they occur, but usually they'll see them shortly thereafter.
Well, I'll tell you what a non-geologist would look at this and say, oh no, this it's a huge earthquake. Something big and bad is about to happen. So why do we think that when we see a huge crack in the ground?
Might be Hollywood. I'm not sure. But, these things get sensationalized. And I would say, we have the blessing of being in a state where it's pretty low population, pretty wide open spaces. Had an event like this occurred in a populated area, it would have been pretty devastating.
Well, luckily, this was all on its own.
That's correct. Out in the middle of nowhere, as they say.
That's Tom Dreen, the Wyoming State Geologist and Director of the Wyoming State Geological Survey. Tom, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.